A visitor. How delightful. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. Yes, I am a ghost. And this is my abode. Although it's dreadfully unkempt, I'm afraid. Time has a way of doing that. Mother would be beside herself at how dismal this place has become. So, why is it that you've come here? Oh, you're searching for a friend of yours. In a place like this. No one has lived here for so long. Except for myself, I suppose. If you can call it that. Ah. They were traveling here. To summon me. I see now. And what did they look like? Well, to be perfectly honest, yes, your friend did pass through, although you will not find what you seek here. What do I mean? Well, you see, she belongs to me. Allow me to show you. Come. Here she is. Although her body has lost some of its charm in the past few weeks. Oh, how did she die? Well, I helped her along, I suppose. It was the only way she could truly be with me. I had hoped it would be my escape from this wretched prison, but alas, now we are both trapped here. Yes, she is with me. And yes, she can hear you. She's not quite strong enough to show herself just yet. The transition is a bit taxing on the spirit at first. What are you doing? Do not touch that. That does not belong to you. It belongs to her, my beloved. You want a proper burial for her? How quaint. No, her bones must remain here, a testament to her release from her mortal shell. A bit romantic, don't you think? It's more than I ever got after my passing. My parents burned my body along with the rest of the heretics. Oh, don't cry. Your friend is happy, happier than she has ever been before. Well, yes, she is dead. But she's also free. Free to be as she desires, with whomever she desires. That, of course, being me. She must be special to you. I'm curious. Just a friend, you say? Then tell me, why are you so upset at this? There's no need to hide it. There's no one to judge you here. I too know that feeling. A lie caught in your throat. That wasn't until I could bear the lie no longer. Is that why you went looking for her? Because you loved her? You never told her how you truly felt. I see. So the village priest is your father, and he wouldn't have approved of your union. A tale not unlike my own. Even after so long, people continue to judge others for whom they love. Tragic. For you. You wish to be with her? Well, that's quite impossible, I'm afraid. To do that, you would need to die. You want me to kill you? I am sorry, but I cannot. I used the last of the cyanide on our mutual friend. I know that feeling too well. A world without my beloved. It was a thought I couldn't bear. And why I'm... my we. Wait. You only want to die. To have her all to yourself, don't you? You want to take her away from me. Just as my parents stole me away from my beloved. No. Not again. I won't allow it. You have overstayed your welcome, intruder. Leave this place! No. No, but I can't let you leave. If the mortals find out what I've done, they burn our house, or worse, send their priests after us, just like before. What's that, my love? Have them stay here. When they want to take you away from me. I couldn't bear losing another. You do want to be with me, right? Of course you do. Why would I ever doubt you, my love? You came here for me and now we're together forever. Though not in the way I would have hoped. You don't mind being trapped here. As long as you have me. Oh, my darling. I love you with all of my heart. Oh, where are my manners? I nearly forgot you were here. It seems my beloved wants to keep you with us. Against my better judgment. Be that as it may, I refuse to kill you. But you will die here. In due time. So what to do with you? Yes, my darling. The cellar. For the secret room. But that... You remember me telling you that? I suppose it was just yesterday. But are you sure? They're your friend. No, I do not care what happens to them. And they said I was the wicked one. All right. I suppose we might. Tell me, just how far would you go to be with your friend, my beloved? You would die for her. Follow me. By chance, do you know how to tune a piano? No? Pity. Perhaps I can see if Bertram can, if you wouldn't mind digging him up while you're here. He was our house steward. And a fine man. He was the first who knew of my secret and kept it hidden from my parents. Until he lost his tongue. Father's doing, of course. After they had discovered me with my handmaiden and locked me away, he lashed out and cut out Bertram's tongue so no one else would know of his daughter's disgrace. Never a day goes by when I don't feel responsible. My father was cruel, as you'll soon find out. Come, this way. And here we are. It's been eons since I've been down here. Such a shame, all of that perfectly good wine still in its bottles, lost to time. Would you mind pushing in that bottle? The one in the third row that's protruding out. Yes, that one. Push it in as far as you can. Thank you. Now, just let me light a torch. You'll want to bring it with you. It can be a bit dark down here. Just a little further. Welcome to your new home. Can't see anything. Allow me. This is my father's special room, where he would entertain many of his friends. Leaving so soon? Now we can't have that, can we? There's no need to scream. It won't do you any good. No one can hear you down here. At least no one from your village. All the while, my beloved and I can have our fun. Well, I suppose you could call it that. Father always enjoyed employing new torture techniques he'd learned in his travels to make people bend his will, as it were. Ah, it seems our mutual friend is eager to keep you here as well. That's a much better look for you. No struggling now. Not unless you want to die prematurely. And the spikes along that collar are sharp enough to pierce your throat with relative ease, even in their rusted state. I both loved and loathed this room. This is where he brought her, my handmaiden. He accused her of being a witch and tortured her until she would remove the spell from me, refusing to acknowledge that two women could love each other as we did. At first, it pained me to see him torture her, but her screams... her screams were like music. I savored it. I craved it. I became as cruel as my father, and yet I loved her even more. And that gleam in her eye, her defiance, spitting in my father's face, only made him rage. She enjoyed it too. I know it. You'll be taking her place, and my new beloved will join us. This is the fate your friend has chosen for you, a vessel for her mortal whims. But for now, I must retire. I grow weak and need rest. Fear not, though. It shan't be long before we come for you.